Oh. Hey. They send you on an errand too? Actually, I volunteered. Yeah, someone said that they were out of ice out there. Thanks for offering to help, but I'm using their demands as an excuse to get away for a minute from the party. As if any of them are sober enough to need ice for their drinks right now, right? Who even cares if they're knocking back lukewarm beer? They're not gonna notice. Exactly. At this point, they are not even going to remember ringing in the new year. I wouldn't mind not remembering myself, but nah, I'm sober this year. What about you? You seem strikingly capable of looking through those cupboards right now. What mission did they send you on anyway? What are you looking for? Wait, really? I don't know. I can help you look, though. I don't really know the people who live here. Just through friends. My roommate invited me here tonight. She's into the guy who's hosting, and apparently it was going to be unforgivable if I didn't come with her to help scope out the dude. So I don't really know them well enough to gauge, but I will absolutely judge them for you. They seem like beer people. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, beer. What kind of tea are you looking for anyway? No preference? Yeah, I do not know if you're gonna score big on this one tonight. Sorry. So, is that your secret weapon? You're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the middle of a house party on New Year's Eve. Everyone else is falling all over each other out there. Is that how you do it? You drink tea at a house party? Are you, like, designated driver for somebody here tonight? Girlfriend, maybe? It's just soda. You know what? I'm not even completely sure what flavor, now that you ask. I know, that is suspicious. I found it on the back counter when I got here, and it was pretty flat. See if you can tell. Here. Right? At some point in his life, I think it may have been root beer. Or like an off-brand cola. Let me see. How much is left? No way. And drink the rest of your precious tea. Isn't it cold already anyway? We could heat it up, but that stuff is like liquid gold around here. I don't think you're getting any more of it. And if you're trying to hang around for your friends to finish partying tonight, you are probably going to want to make it last. Me? I have a much better time pretending to get drunk while watching everybody else around me get absolutely wasted. I like to let them act like the total idiots these days and try to save face. Yeah, I used to embarrass myself along with them. In fact, I was their ringleader. I don't know if I could reveal the highlight reel of the worst things I've done while blackout drunk, but because it's a range, a spectrum, and it's bad, it's embarrassing. On one end of that spectrum, there is, let's see, there's the time that I started crawling around and would only answer to the name Sweet Snail. Is there any context that would help that? I was drunk and goofing off. It's just embarrassing. Then on the other end of the spectrum of dumbest things I have done while drinking, a couple years ago, I actually fractured the bones under my eye. Yeah, I tripped over something, fell into something else, and woke up the next day with half of my face swollen and a black eye. Couldn't feel anything for months in that side of my face. The doctor stuck needles in it. No, I don't even know the full story of what happened. It was after everybody I was partying with dropped me off at home, so no one saw it. I told the doctor I tripped over my dog. But they all looked at me like someone had beat my ass. For all I know, someone did. Hey, you are the one who asked me. What about you? You're not gonna spill any of your deep, dark, drunk secrets? Oh, believe me, I didn't used to hide in the kitchen during house parties. Yeah, that type of shit can get kind of crazy, and I used to be right there, running with the craziest of them. But this is more my speed now. Not the tea thing. I think you have me beat there. But something more one-on-one, intimate, with the interesting, attractive people. Yeah, they are out there slinging chips at each other. Exactly. COVID sidelined all of the house parties for a couple of years, and just like that, I sort of lost my taste for this stuff. But no, I recently went through a thing. The whole long, tragic backstory gig, you know? I mean, there has to be some reason I'm not home kissing anyone at midnight tonight, right? I don't really trust myself to get drunk right now and not go calling him or yelling at him or hooking up with him, so. What about you? Do you come with a sob story? Or do you actually enjoy getting stuck as the parent of your friends when they go out drinking? Which ones are they anyway? Oh man. That guy KO'd on the couch a while ago, I think. Yeah. Good luck having him to the car. Ooh, I will not be around for that. Nope, I am distinctly making plans to be gone by then, right now. Until midnight. We've barely got, 10 minutes left to go? I'm not sure exactly. My phone died a long time ago. Yeah, my first go-to at a party is watching TikTok in the corner all night. I know for a fact that just because the clock strikes midnight does not mean we're going to be able to clear out of here then. I don't know. I was sort of thinking about scoping out another potential pastime, if you know what I mean, to get me across the finish line. I don't know. Everybody out there, they're starting to seem like more work than it would actually be worth, so. Which is sad. So sad, actually. Because this year was already shot for me. One of my worst ones, hands down. And I was totally down for topping it off with one last mistake. How would I know it's a mistake? I mean, I don't think New Year's Eve hookups are usually the well-thought-out kind of thing that we do for our long-term benefit. Nah, we're like programmed to be lonely and horny two nights a year, guaranteed. Tonight, New Year's Eve, and Valentine's Day. Duh. It's sexual commercialism. I don't know. Doesn't commercialism work on, like, all of us? Or most of us? I mean, that's why they use it. Are you asking if I am? Yeah. You know what? I am. Are you? Interesting. Well, do you know what is really bugging me right now? Not being able to figure out what the freaking flavor of this soda is. Ugh, gone. You know what? I was thinking maybe I need to sample it from a different palette. get a fresh point of view. Would you want to help me figure it out? Well, it definitely tastes different. It might be helping. I'm not sure yet. I'm still researching. Thank you. Close your lips. Do you know how nice it is to be kissing somebody who doesn't taste like a freaking bar? No, I have no idea what the flavor is. I could spend all night trying to figure it out. But you know what? Screw that. I want to taste. If you're down for it, screw that. Screw me.